Upcoming, more conversation with Dave Elyachar, founder of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. Dave, we've been talking about retailers enhancing the customer's experience in their stores. What's your take? Are most retailers, in your mind, apt to do this?
I have no. They haven't consulted with me about what the consumers want to enhance their experience, but I'm wishing them the best of luck, because everybody else will copy it, and we'll all get up there, get to speed eventually.
I gotcha. Magnetic flooring. That was a new product. It was shown at Tice last January. The WFCA is involved in it. What are your thoughts?
I heard about it. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen or heard any reports about how it's going so far. Have not ran across it in Kansas City yet.
Well, I think there are two manufacturers that have products in that area, so it's really on the front end. There's not that many products out there anyway. Manufacturers' relationships with independent retailers. Talk about that, and are you seeing that changing, and is it going to change in years to come?
40 years ago, we were their only customers. Today, they talk very, very nicely, very respectfully, but they are not our partners. They're more of our competition, and they're feeding our competition better stuff than they're feeding us.
Interesting. Where's that going to go?
I love Shaw. I love Mohawk. I love Engineer. I love Maslin, Dixie. I do business with all of them, but they also doing business with the big monsters that I have to compete with, and they're giving them, and the big boxes deserve better, because they're giving more volume. But I think they've missed the point that without the small independents to balance their business, they are going to put their business in jeopardy. It's better to have 20,000 customers giving you 100% of your business than 20 customers giving you 80% of your business.
What is a tack that those manufacturers might take to show the independent that they're more important?
Well, once again, you build a business based on closing ratio, increasing gross profit margin, and increasing traffic. Our traffic is decreased. Our closing ratio is up. Our gross profit margin is decreasing because of competition. So the answers are global. It's not one simple answer. I don't think I'm high enough on the mountaintop to look down to see this thing globally as to what the independent retailer has to do to survive.
I gotcha.
But we're being attacked from all. I mean, we're being attacked from the manufacturers. We're being attacked by our competitors. We're being attacked, the local competitors, and we're being attacked by the massive buying groups and the big boxes.
We can all remember carpet manufacturers not so many years ago manufactured only carpet. Now they're in all of the floor covering categories. What's going to happen to that, do you imagine, going forward? Is that going to change?
No, more consolidation. There's just going to be more and more consolidation. David, when I broke into the industry, there was, 250 manufacturers?
Something like that, yeah.
Now there's four doing 90% of the manufacturing, residential stuff. It's all consolidation.
Do you see these major players getting into non-flooring products at some point?
Hadn't thought about it, but once they finish acquiring each other, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why, David. Flooring is a small industry compared to a lot of other industries. Mm-hmm. So whatever their other industry they got into, they would be neophytes in. They're not big enough to make a major move into the plumbing supplies or light bulbs or something like that. We're not a big enough industry to change another industry, so I don't think they will.
You know, I have heard rumors about some of the majors wanting to get in light bulbs, though, so whatever that's worth.
The flooring industry is a lot smaller than the light bulb industry.
Let me ask you about the future. 15, 20 years ago, there were 20,000 independents doing business in the U.S. As we speak right now, there's probably 10,000, give or take. Many of those,
3,000. Within 6 years, it's down to 3,000.
3,000. What's your thought, say, 15, 20 years? How many will it be?
Well, let's see. If Kansas City is less than 1% of the national average, of the national population, and Kansas City has 50 independents left, that gets us up to 5,000. So it's going to have to be less than 50. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath. And by the way, there's no acquisition. I mean, who wants to acquire somebody who's losing money? So they just fold their shops.
I hear you.
And the other major problem is installers. You know, look, regardless of where the carpet's being manufactured, whether it's being manufactured in Dalton or being manufactured in China, somebody has to receive it and install it.
Yes.
So labor survives way after brick and mortar closes down.
Yeah, there's not going to be a Amazon or something that's going to install carpet. That is going to be, or any floor covering, that's going to be installed by a human being, it would seem to me, no matter what.
A local guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got a job. The guy who owns a brick and mortar might not, but the guy who installs it still has a job.
I got you. I want to talk more about that in a little bit, but to stay on this retailer situation, what characteristics, in your opinion, are retailers going to have to be around in, say, 10, 15 years or so? What are they going to have to be that maybe they're not now?
I am not sure where society turns, right? Society turned 10 years ago away from price to service and value. I don't know where it turns. Everything is cyclical. Everything goes in cycles. Maybe someday it goes back to price. I don't know. But if it doesn't go back to price and stays with value and service, and the Costco's and the Home Depot's stay in business, what does the independent brick and mortar have to do? Exemplary customer service. Selection. I mean, they're going to have to do something different than the big boxes to survive.
You had mentioned the big boxes and the number. I think you said, what, 24? In the Kansas City area, something like that?
44.
44, wow.
There's 44 Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards in Kansas City Metro.
And they're gaining share, I would imagine. You know, the large specialty players, Floor & Decor, Empire Today, and others, they're gaining share as well, I would imagine.
Nebraska Furniture Mart in Kansas City with a 850,000 square foot facility.
So how's that going to play out? I mean, first in Kansas City and second nationally.
I'd love to know how many new carpet stores have opened up in the last 10 years and versus how many stores opened up the 10 years prior to that. There are very few new independent mom-pa stores opening up. For every one that opens up, there's going to be about five that closes,
yeah, yeah.
10 that closes. These big boxes are just gobbling up. I had thought that when Home Depot and Lowe's opened up their concept, they were going to be regional facilities. They've turned into neighborhood facilities,
mm-hmm.
right? I thought that, yeah, they'd come into town, they'd open up two, three, maybe four regional outlets. They haven't. They've opened up 44 outlets in the Kansas City metro area. That's about one store for every... If we're 2 million people, and they got 44 stores, is that one store per 45,000 people? Wow. Wow.
Well, I guess the good part is they're not building stores anymore, at least not very many.
And they're huge.
Yes. What market share would you say the big box players have, Kansas City, U.S.? Does anybody know that? Is it 50%?
No, I'm sure somebody does know it. But if you put together Nebraska Furniture Mart, Floor Decor, Empire, and Lumber Liquidators with Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, I think it's over 60%.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Of the residential flooring being sold in the Kansas City metropolitan area.
And that's only going to grow?
And it's going to get bigger.
And I suspect that's the same situation. Maybe the percentage has changed, but it's the same situation. Name a market. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, will there be mom-pas that survive and grow and thrive? Absolutely. The best will. But the mediocre ones won't.
Yeah, I hear you.
The mediocre ones are going to struggle and shrivel up and close, especially with, compounded with a problem. The next generation is not coming in behind to take over the dad's business. A lot of us old dinosaurs are going to die off and close down our stores.
You've been listening to Dave Eluchar, the founder of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. There'll be more of this conversation this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.